Is your business protected against the threat of malicious litigation and frivolous lawsuits? Bottled Business Sense provides practical business perspectives that uniquely emphasize legal strategies to protect and ensure the longevity of your business. And whether you're trying to provide a startup business with some level of stability or an established business with foolproof asset and estate protection, Bill Bernard will expose potential pitfalls to ensure the security and growth of your business, free from unwanted expense and the threat of litigation. You'll learn how to implement protection tools equal to those used by today's most successful corporations. Let's join Bill for today's Bottled Business Sense Show.
Hi, folks. Bill Bernard back with another edition of the Bottled Business Sense Show. As we've said many times, these shows are brought to you free of charge for purposes of helping make your business prosperous and also to protect your business. As a entrepreneur who is experienced or inexperienced, doesn't matter, but a small business owner or a large business owner who wants some legal tips in order to be able to generally adapt these tips to whatever specific situation they have, I would urge you to always have a lawyer on your team, have an accountant on your team, and have a marketing individual on your team. Those are the three people that I think you need to make your business prosperous as well. So, what's today's show about? Well, a creditor's claim has come up a number of times in the estate planning arena, where I have various businesses whose families put off an estate plan and then somebody passes and it ends up in probate. Or you could have a claim against an estate even when there's an estate plan consisting of a living trust. The point being that you're going to have to understand what it is and the scenarios under which they occur. So I thought today I'd explain briefly what a creditor's claim is. I have some documentation here to my right that I'm going to read from when I get to the specifics of the filing of a or the notification of a creditor's claim, because I want to read you the specific language. But generally speaking, I want you to first understand that a creditor's claim against an estate can occur under two circumstances or in two contexts. One is where the creditor attempts to collect the debt where the decedent is liable in contract, some vendor that the decedent contracted with, where they're liable as a result of some tort that occurred, somebody was injured on the property, or some sort of a tax issue, unpaid taxes, unpaid funeral expenses, that sort of thing. A creditor files a claim against the estate. The creditor is essentially making a demand for payment of liabilities that the decedent has incurred, not the beneficiaries, but nevertheless, before the beneficiaries can have access to what's coming to them, these creditors' claims must be taken care of. Common examples would include a bank claim for the payment of amounts due under a mortgage or IRS tax claim, as I mentioned briefly a minute ago. So when you understand that it can encompass a claim against the estate, try to think of it in terms of contractual or tort liability. Tort, where there's a personal injury. Contract, where there is a contract of some sort that was entered into and now a debt is due. The second instance in which a creditor claim can be made is when the decedent promises to make distribution or payment to his or her beneficiary upon the decedent's death, and the distribution fails for some reason. Either there's fraud involved because the trustee isn't distributing the estate in the manner that it was supposed to be distributed, or the executor, if there's no trust, where there's some sort of a negligent mess up where somebody isn't understanding what he or she is doing as the executor or trustee of the estate. And in that instance, the person whom the promise was made has a creditor's claim against the estate. So that's the second kind of context or way that an estate will then owe a debt that needs to be paid. Now, when to file a creditor's claim? If a probate has been opened, a creditor has until either, this is a little confusing, so let me read it to you and hopefully you'll understand it. A creditor has either 4 months after the letters testamentary are issued or 60 days after the date of the personal representative mailing or delivering notice of administration. So you have the personal representative, the executor, delivers notice of administering the estate. 60 days after that, a creditor's claim can be filed. If that doesn't happen, you have 4 months, 120 days from the time that the court issues what's called letters of testamentary intent. Once those are issued, and you can find those online or in the court files, then you have 120 days from that time to file your creditor's claim, assuming no notice has been sent out by the executor, as I said a little bit earlier. So those are important things to remember. Remember that claims filed 1 year or more after the decedent's death are barred and will not be recoverable. There are certain times when you can, when a creditor can come in and make a case to exceed the time limits I expressed earlier, but in no event will a claim filed 1 year be allowable, after 1 year or more after the decedent's death be allowable. Sometimes it may take a while to get the probate open. And if the probate isn't opened in a timely fashion, and then you have 4 months to file your creditor's claim once you become aware of the letter's testamentary, and that 4 years then takes you beyond the 1 year after the decedent's death, then you got a bit of a problem. So see an attorney. If there's a living trust, all of the deceased person's assets have been placed into the trust, so it's the trustee's duty now to pay all of the debts of the estate prior to being able to pay the beneficiaries. Now, if you're a creditor and you're aware, and you would typically become aware if you're monitoring your accounts, of the death of the decedent, you're going to want to find out and contact next of kin or the decedent's attorney to find out if there's a trust or if there's a probate going to be opened, because you want to get some sort of a creditor's claim on file. So I hope this I hope this is a reminder that the trustee, the successor trustee, that's the person who steps in to administer the trust in particular, or the executor where there's a probate, that it's their duty to distribute the estate to the beneficiaries, but it's also their duty to pay the debts of the trustor, if there's a trust, that's the creator of the trust, or of the decedent, if there's a probate. It's their responsibility, the trustee and the executor respectively, to pay the debts of that estate before the beneficiaries can be paid out. So if you have responsibilities as an executor or as a trustee, you want to make sure you're aware of these responsibilities. There's a website called avvo.com where I have published a specific list of what you have to do once a decedent passes, specifically when you have a trust, but generally you can adapt a lot of those principles to a probate as well. Go check that out. You'll find me, Bill Bernard, on there, and you can go to one of the treatises that I've published and find the information you're looking for on how to take care of an estate once someone passes. I hope this has been helpful. You can always find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, of course, as I've said on many occasions. WFBLegalConsulting.com has a resource page where you have an array of materials available to you, as well as the Bottle Business Sense Show access. And then the BottleBusinessSenseShow.com has its own website where you can watch these videos and the shows. Also, we're on BlogTalkRadio.com at Bottle Business Sense Show. You can find us there if you're interested in listening to audio only. You can listen to these at your leisure. And, of course, with respect to today's show, PYE365.com or ProtectYourEstate365.com. It's the same site. Either one of those URLs will give you access to the estate planning site that I have, which will allow you to have access to videos and all kinds of drop-down information that answers specific questions you may have concerning estate planning. I hope you'll take advantage of all that. I hope you have a great and prosperous business day. And I will see you next time around on another episode or edition of the Bottle Business Sense Show. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.